Network.
Welcome back. This hour brought to you in part by the Draft Ultimate Sports Grill. We welcome you back to the Rev Room and the Make-A-Wish Radiothon. I did go to the draft last night just to see what was going on. They had the Razorback game on. I popped in there between the men's game and the women's game at UCA last night. So if you're looking for a place to watch basketball games on Saturday or the big game on Sunday, you know, that one, the Draft Ultimate Sports Grill is your option. You know what I had last night?
Big pretzel.
Nope. I thought about it, though. I actually had a mushroom and Swiss cheeseburger with these little button mushrooms on there. It was so good. Button mushrooms. So good. And I did.
Butt mushroom.
And they actually make, you know, they make homemade
that
potato chips?
That actually sounds good.
Yeah. They actually make homemade potato chips there.
I didn't know that.
I'd never had them before. They were
not
really
that
good.
They would put it on a shoe, but if you put mushrooms and Swiss cheese
on a shoe, yeah.
I know that they cook their burgers to perfection.
They're beautiful. Yep. It was great. Had a great time. Enjoyed it. Hung out. And, of course, they got the unique serving style for beverages. And I freaked one of my friends out. I didn't know about that. So he was pleasantly surprised when he saw that. It's a great time. And, of course, they've got bucket specials on Sundays as well. And that would include the big game Sunday tomorrow. People saying we can't say Super Bowl.
This
is stupid. Anyway, so the Draft Ultimate Sports Grill here for you all the year round, but especially when it's time to watch sports. And, of course, a big part of watching the big game is watching the big game commercials. David Schaffner joining us from SpotBowl.com to talk about the upcoming commercials for the Super Bowl that you should keep your eyes and ears open for. David, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Did I happen to hear something about butt mushrooms?
Butt mushrooms.
You never tried them?
David, they're sweeping the nation. Everybody knows about them. You can keep your morels. You can keep your, trying to think of another kind of mushroom. Portobello, very good, Matt. But butt mushrooms is where it's at.
Yeah, it's very
unique.
They need
a Super Bowl ad.
That's it.
They prosper in a pair of dungarees. It's amazing.
Do you guys get at, and is it Pavone? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Pavone Spot Bowl. Pavone is, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, SpotBowl.com is the website, though. But do you guys get a preview of all the commercials, or do you have to seek them out like the rest of us, or how does that work?
Well, a little bit of, you know, we do our homework for sure, but a lot of these advertisers are reaching out to us. You know, we've been doing this 10 years. Giving us sneak peeks, asking us to share it on our site, so it's kind of nice.
Well, it's an opportunity for people to go online and they vote on which ones they like best, or what all can you do on SpotBowl.com?
Well, at its core, it's a Super Bowl commercial poll, and you're right, you can vote during and after the game. But over the years, we've kind of grown it to include just about anything anybody who's a fan of the ads would want. You can go on there and see the entire lineup of Sunday's game from an advertising standpoint. There's statistics, trivia, videos of past ads. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
So what should we be looking for this year? Give me some things to keep an eye out for. Of course, we never know when these are going to air, but what are some spots that you're excited about people seeing?
Well, we always look to Anheuser-Busch, you know, the biggest advertiser in the game. They kind of set the tone. They bring the funny with Bud Light. They've got a Clydesdale spot that they pre-released last night. That's a rarity for them. They usually keep that quiet, but they pre-released it last night. And I just got to warn you, it's a tearjerker, so make sure you have some Kleenex nearby.
No, come on.
I usually wipe my tears and my snot on my co-host's arm, so I'll be all covered.
And that's why I don't ever wash my shirts, because I cherish those moments.
I cherish those
moments between us.
If I become rich and famous, you're going to want to have that evidence there that you once knew me. So,
hey, David, I was BlackBerry had released two new phones.
BlackBerry's alive?
BlackBerry. They're making a big push, and for the first time ever, they're airing a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, it's about time.
They're actually ponying up.
Maybe they should have thought about that before they lost the entire market to Android and iPhone.
Listen, supposedly you're going to come back to BlackBerry after you see these commercials.
Guess again. Surprise, surprise.
That's the hope. I mean, they're throwing a Hail Mary, to borrow a football phrase.
There you go.
And whether it'll be enough, I don't know. I think they're down by about four touchdowns, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Who else is anybody else that's new this year? I mean, we can always count on certain people, but who else is new this year?
Yeah, a lot of rookies this year. We're going to see Axe, the body spray people, and their spot, they're going to be giving away a trip to space, believe it or not. That's probably the biggest prize.
Sign me up for that.
that tired old trip.
Yeah, trip to space, you know, as if a trip to Jamaica, you know, just doesn't cut it anymore. The Got Milk people are going to have a spot for the first time starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's going to play a dad who's jumping through a bunch of hoops to get his kids the milk for their cereal, so that one should be fun.
Okay.
What was the official cost of a 30-second spot?
$3.8 million this year, CBS asked. That's a record. And believe it or not, that's only for 30 seconds. And a lot of the spots we're going to see on Sunday are 60 seconds long. So you're looking at about $7.5 million just for the airtime.
Don't you get like a break if you go a full 60 seconds? I mean, you'd think you don't have to pay the $7.6. I would think you'd get some kind of break, right?
You'd think if you buy in bulk, right? But yeah. No, they don't give out a lot of breaks because you know if they sold those two separately, they'd get that 3.8, and they had no trouble getting it because they sold out in I think last month.
If you go to spotbull.com, it's a blog, and actually they've got links to some of the commercials, but you also have a little commentary on there, and one of them says, Pepsi releases Pepsi Next Spot. It's not that great. It's a pretty simple explanation of what your expectations should be, I guess. Not a fan of the Pepsi Spot.
We don't pull any punches, no. I mean, we're advertisers by day here in Pennsylvania called Pavone, and I'll give props to some of the ads when they're good, but if you fall a little flat, and some of these ads this year are going to fall flat, we'll call you out on it. And overall, though, I think the ad lineup looks good because the big question is always, is the game better or the ads better? Last couple of years, the game has been better. This year, I think the ads could be.
They're going to step it up.
That's big. Okay, one last thing here. I have heard a lot of talk about this VW commercial with the white dude from Minnesota talking Jamaican. Some people say it's racist. Most people I know who have the ability to be logical find it not to be so racist, including people from Jamaica.
That's true, you know, and you nailed it. Most people like the spot. I think the people that are calling it racist are a handful of critics who are paid to be bitter and angry all the time anyhow. but overwhelming majority of the public who has seen it loves it, and you're right, the government of Jamaica hasn't endorsed it officially saying we love this spot.
I think it's going to be a great spot, man.
Hey, any advertisement is good advertisement,
oh,
man.
Pastor Roman, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a racist, man.
I did my time in the grill. I did my time a week in the grill.
Look, if I got to talk funny and smoke weed in order to show my support for Jamaica and run really, really fast, by golly, fine. I'm in. Whatever.
Yeah, but I thought you were out on the dreadlocks.
Yeah, well.
Is that true, man?
If I would, I could, man. Listen, David, we appreciate
David's sick of hearing
us. I'm sick of us, too. David, I appreciate you. Spotbull.com, check it out before and after and maybe during, too. And when does the poll go up so we can vote on the commercial? You guys go right afterwards or during or what?
As soon as the first commercial airs, the polls go live. You can start watching them. You can watch all the spots on our website, but they'll remain open until 3 p.m. Eastern on Monday.
All right.
Well, who do you got winning the game?
Winning the game, you know, I got to go with Doritos. Game. Doritos is going to win. Oh, you mean the actual game. I'm a Steelers fan. Steelers fan, so I got no reason to watch except for the commercial.
Well, you got to root against the Ravens at least, yeah. Then, if you're a Steelers fan.
Well, if the Niners win, they tie our championship record, so I'm kind of rooting for the Ravens.
Gosh, what a tough spot for a Pittsburgh fan.
It's either that or watching Ray Lewis cry again on stage, holding up a trophy. Yeah. Come on, nobody can stand that.
And you're saying Doritos wins the ad game.
Always look to Doritos. They do big things.
And you said GoDaddy's back again?
GoDaddy is back, yeah.
Just don't call Danica Patrick sexy.
Well, I heard it's not, they're going to the humorous side of things and not the sexy side.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Yeah. They have two spots. One is going humor, which is smart for them. The other one is going sexy, but that depends on your definition of sexy. We'll just leave it at that.
It's going to be like some dude walking around.
It's going to be good.
We'll talk to you next week, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, spotbull.com, and David will be back on this with the recap of all of them. And
wait a second. He said your definition is sexy.
Yeah.
So
depends who you are. Maybe it's a dude. Jeff in Des Moines says, Acre, your Jamaican accent sounds Scottish. Maybe it does.
A little touch.
Somebody also said that I got an email. Guy said that we sounded like
idiots.
Leprechauns. We sound like Jamaican leprechauns. I'm not really Jamaican, man. Work with me, man. I can't do it very well, man. Pass the haggis, man. Oh, wait. Now I sound Scottish again, man.
Right now, in your head, you have it's the perfect Jamaican accent, isn't it?
Oh, I have the dreads. I got the color scheme going. I mean, I am Rastafarian as they come. Just saying. Okay, Liz, we have another guest coming up here.
We do. We have Ethan.
Ethan's more entertaining than anything we have to talk about, I promise
Ethan
you.
Ethan is going to tell you all about his trip.
All right, well, let's get him up here.
Oh, Ethan.
Wait just a second. I'll go find.
Ethan is a six-year-old boy from Cabot, Arkansas. His parents are Jessica and William. He gets to go to Disney World, and they stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which would be a great trip for anybody.
Have you been down there?
I have been there, yes.
The Animal Kingdom Lodge?
We did not stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I have been in the Animal Kingdom.
What do they have there? I mean, they got lions, tigers, bears, elephants.
Oh, my. They do.
They have all the – what about llamas?
Not several, but maybe a llama.
Cheetahs?
Oh, yeah. I raced
them. I'm not talking about the – families out of there, the actual.
I'd like to cheat. I'm a cheetah. I'd like to cheetah on the Super Bowl and maybe win me a bet. That would be cool if they had like cheetah races where they kept the cheetah in a cage, but it could actually run like a running, like kind of like a dog run. You know what I mean? But it'd be a cheetah run, and you could race the cheetah.
I'm sure somewhere
that you can do that?
Out in the Congo or whatever, or the Sahara.
Oh, yeah, if greyhounds chase rabbits, what do cheetahs chase? Maybe you put like a piece of steak or something on your hip or something. I don't know.
A couple of antelope.
You got anything entertainment report-wise?
Antelopes? Cantaloupe? I thought we were.